Okay. Taf Reish Ayin Aleph Hilchos Chanukah. We are doing Se'if Chet. Chatzer Sheyesh Lo Shnei Ptachim Mishnei Rechot. Person has around his home a large chatzer in each direction. And so therefore, you can't see one side to the other. Tzarich Lahadlik B'shtehen. So the halacha is, if you have each side of the chatzer has an entrance, you have to light the candle, the candles on each side. Why? Because we're afraid people are going to suspect if they walk by the other side of the entrance of the chatzer where there's no menorah, people would think, ah, this guy, he doesn't light, he doesn't care about pursuing menisa, etc. Yes, the p'tuchim l'rishus harabim we're talking about. But if the two doorways are on the same side, I think that would mean if they're from wherever you are that you're looking at one, at you can easily see the other menorah. Doesn't matter, as long as you can easily see the other menorah, there's no chashad.
The other petach.
The other petach, right. The other petach where there is no menorah. It says the same side, but I'm assuming if it's extremely obvious, then you wouldn't need to. But really, you're only mekayim the mitzvah once. The other one is just chashad, so that people don't think that you don't light. But you're only mekayim the mitzvah with the first lighting. So you only say a bracha with the first one. Uvasheini madlik below bracha. The second one you don't say a bracha. Mihu bezmana ze shekula madlikim ifnim mamish. But nowadays, everyone lights inside their house. People don't even see it outside. There's no chashash whatsoever. Afilo yesh lechatzer olabayit harbe ptachim harbe ruchot. Even if you have many doorways, many chatzeros to all directions, many windows, whatever the case would be, emadlikin alapamachas befinim ken yerli v'chen haminhag pashut. You only light in one place. You don't worry about chashad anymore. It's not an issue, and that's the minug, and that's a symbol. So that applies nowadays, since even though some people do light outside, some people light inside. So there's no chashad, because you're going to assume either he's lighting on the other side, or you're going to assume he's lighting indoors. And another reason nowadays is everyone lights at a different time. In those days, there was a chashad, because everyone lit at the same time, by the petach ha-chatzer shel sarabim. And if they didn't see it, there was a real chashad. Nowadays, the post can say there's clearly no chashad for a couple of reasons. Interesting question from the Beis Yosef. He says, how come by Beit Knesset, you just light on one wall, and you don't have to light by the entrance? Ah, chashad. So it's, at first glance, very good question, but his answer is also very obvious. He said, you're in a shul davening. The Jews came to the minyan to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no chashad that these Jews don't care about Hashem or pursue menisa. So by definition, the whole question of chashad is not really a rational question. He also, that's his first answer.
If you're supposed to light in a different place in a Beit Knesset than everywhere else, why would there be chashad?
Ah, and so that's a great answer. As everyone knows, I don't think he says it. Everyone knows you're supposed to light on the southern wall, and therefore there wouldn't be a chashad. Okay, I don't know if everyone knows that, but Talmid Chachamim would know that. But the average walker, I don't know. So that wasn't his answer, but very good. And he also says Hefsin Mamon for the tzibur. So we're not worried about chashad, but not if it's going to cost you money, at least for the tzibur. That's his second teretz. Okay. I think we go on. Taf Resh Ayin Bet. Okay. Zman Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. So the timing for lighting the candles. What's going on? So Aleph. Madlikin Ner Chanukah Kodem Shetishka Achama. You're not allowed to light, or we don't light candles before, there's an exception, but you're not allowed to light candles before sunset. That's clearly, certainly before sunset. Elaim sof shkiata. But you have to wait till the end of shkia. Now, I think the Gemara is what first talks about shkia. And big machloket rishonim, does that mean the beginning of shkia? or the end of Shkia? Does it mean even before sunset, or does it mean sunset? Does it mean Seisa Kochavim? So that's a big machokas. And what is Shkia? What is Seis? Right? That only magnifies the confusion. However, Lo Me'achrim V'lo Magdimin. You don't light before, you don't light after. Now the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, is more or less pretty clear and agreed upon. His opinion is, when do you light? Only after Tzeis. Okay, at least most explain it this way. Until Tzeis. Whatever Tzeis is. Now, I think we can follow our own Tzeis, Lumaisa, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins with Rabbeinu Tam. So again, it gets a little complicated, but Lumaisa, he holds starting from Tzeis, that's the time to light. We'll see a bit more Lamaisa. Right, we mentioned many others do hold, it goes by the beginning of Shkia, or Shkia itself. And that's the opinion of some Rishonim, and that's the opinion of the Gra. So you see that more common Dafka in Yerushalayim. Minag Yerushalayim, but there's no Minag Yerushalayim per se. There's a lot of Jews, and everyone does what they do. V'yesh mi she'omer she'im hutarud yachol lahakti mi plaga mincha ulamala. And there's an opinion that says no, and you're allowed to light starting from plaga mincha. But even according to that opinion, so he says you're allowed to rely on this when you need to, right? We see this on Erev Shabbos. But you have to have enough there lit. When you light early during Plaga Mincha, it's not enough just to have it lit until Shkia or 30 minutes or whatever you normally have your candles lit for. It has to be so that it's at least long enough so that you fulfill the requirement that it lasts until Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. That it lasts until people stop walking. So that could either mean until the Zman that people actually stop walking. That used to be assumed it was approximately 30 minutes after Tzeis. But again, it's very difficult to quantify because we don't even know what Tzeis is. And it changes from place to place and stores are different. But Lamaisa, it comes out from all the poskim that it needs to be at least 30 minutes, minimum. It has to be lit. This is the bottom line halacha, and it also comes out from the Gemara, that it needs to be 30 minutes. I mean, it's unclear from the Gemara, but Lamaisa comes out, the minimum for lighting a candle, certainly with the bracha, and to know that for sure you yotze, is 30 minutes in the proper time. So according to some poskim, that means it must be lit for a full 30 minutes and have enough oil for at least 30 minutes beyond Seis. And according to some Rishonim in the Gra, it needs to be at least 30 minutes from Shkia, or sunset. Okay, just to point out, just for Kitzer, so...
The problem is that according to some Shitas, you could miss the Zman. The Zman is in the Tzum.
Okay, elaborate afterwards. I'm not exactly sure what you mean. There's a lot of cases we can make up. So, now, I'll just start off with the Minag by the Sfardim because it's pretty simple. They all hold, you're supposed to wait until Tzeis. This man, from Chazan Ovadia, from the Pshat of Shulchan Aruch, and all the poskim. It's Marach Eliyahu, and that's the Minag by Sfardim, is they always wait until Tzeis for the time to start. Lechatchila, light it at Tzeis. And that's good enough. Now, again, if you hold that's 14 minutes, 20 minutes or longer, especially that's in Eretz Yisrael. And if you'd be in Chutz La'aretz, depends where you are. America is usually 30, 35 minutes. So they would light at Seis if they're home. Or if they're in Shul, they would light Marv. And then when they go home, they would light. So it depends. For Ashkenazim, there's a few different minhagim. So some Badafka, they would light that they follow the Gra, they would light at Shkia, and then go to Shul and Daven after Tzeis. Others, they do like the Sfardim. They wait until Tzeis, which is what many do. And the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to look it up, there's a couple, he comes up with a couple different scenarios. One of them is to light in the middle. Wait about 20 minutes, then light, and then daven marav afterwards, or it depends. A lot of it depends on when you daven marav. So it really depends on your case, and really just follow your minhag. But the Chazon Ish said to wait 20 minutes till after Shkia. Again, that could be similar to Mishnah Berurah. It really depends what you call Shkia, what you call Tzeis. So v'chuli, v'chuli. So it's impossible to give an exact number for everybody. But at least the principle and the idea, I think, should be very clear, hopefully. Okay. Right. Most point out, if you're davening, if you didn't daven or light, and it's you're at Seis, then of course you should daven Mara first. If you're at Shul and you're at Seis, then for sure you should daven Mara quickly. And many point out,
if you have a reminder and all of that.
And many point out, you should, if you're going to be davening, if you're going to be davening and then coming home to light, you should have your candles, though, at least 100% prepared. Because sometimes, for some people, that can take 2 minutes, you pop it out of the box, and for some people, it can take 15, 20 minutes, depending what they got to set up and do. And before you know it, you already missed your 30-minute zman, according to some shitas. Because some shitas, it's very important to light exactly at Seis, or Shkia, but at least at Davka, the latest, is to start at Seis and let it be lit. Like those are the most important 30 minutes, many point out, is the first 30 minutes after Seis. But again, all the shitas are all over the place. Okay, now, what do you do if you light before Plaga Mincha when you need to? So many point out, you do light with the bracha. And I believe that's the most common minhag, is if you're lighting Plaga Mincha, after Plaga Mincha, before Shkia, and you do say it with the bracha, because that's the halacha, and you just have to make sure that there's enough in there for at least 30 minutes beyond Shkia or Tzeis, whoever you follow. This happens every Friday, exactly. So that's the... but it could be only by Shabbos they let you say the bracha. The Kaf HaChaim is the only opinion that I saw to say not to say a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah, many Achronim, Chazon Ovadia, Ziv Chei Tzedek, v'chulei, all say, as long as any day of the week you light after plug, you do say a bracha, and that would be the halacha. Okay. Okay. Now, generally speaking, as a general rule, there's always going to be exceptions. But anytime you light, that it's before plug on mincha, and you have enough, even for 30 minutes before plug on mincha. Then if you have to relight, the second time you relight, don't say a bracha. Or we're going to see...
No,
if you lit after plag mincha, sorry, if you lit after plag before shkia, and you put enough oil or wax for 30 minutes, and everything was supposed to work out, if you have to relight, then most poskim say, don't say a new bracha. Also, let's say it blows out, we're going to get to later, and you want to make a new bracha, you want to relight it, don't say a new bracha. Because in all these cases, at least according to a possibility, you may have been yotze already. Anyways, we'll see. Generally, the general rule is, if you have to relight, don't relight with a bracha, unless you know for sure, there is no chance you were yotze. Like you put one drop of oil and it's not going to last 30 minutes, then obviously, for sure, you're not yotze. Then when you relight, you would say a bracha.
Are you obligated if you put enough oil in?
We're going to get to that in a moment. We're going to get to that in a moment. We're going to see it in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Beis. Shachach ha'hezid. A person made a mistake, or on purpose. V'lo hilik im shkiyat ha'chama, he didn't light with shkiyat ha'chama. Ma'lik v'holech ha'chetich l'aragam min ha'shuk. So, he didn't light right away on time. So you can keep on lighting until... the people are still walking around on the streets. Shu kemo chatzi sha'a. So we have about 30 minutes. Sha'aza am ovrim v'shavim v'yikar pursue menisa. And they're still pursue menisa. Hilkach. Sorry. Chitain v'shamin kezeh ashir. Therefore, whenever you light, you have to light and make sure there's enough oil for 30 minutes. Again, all these shu'urim are a little bit unclear from the Gemara, but that's how it comes out. When the Gemara says, Inami le shiure, you'll see on Shabbos, Kaf Aleph, Amud Beis, if you look it up, From here you learn when you, from that word you learn when to light from, and then it needs, lamaisa, it needs to be 30 minutes long. V'im, you know, just
if
as
you light 15 minutes into that zman,
so if you light 15 minutes into the zman, it could be that there is an opinion that holds you only need to light for 15 minutes. But it comes out, lamaisa, according to the psak, all the poskim, you have to light, there has to be enough in there for 30 minutes. If you're only going to light for 15 minutes, don't say bracha. You might be yotze, you might not be. Depends how you understand the word, l'shi'uri. Does it mean that's the time to light, or is that the minimum of 30 minutes?
Yeah,
but that is a halacha.
Like,
it could be longer nowadays. But the minimum, right, but I didn't speak to him, but I don't think he holds that if you don't have 5 hours in the candle, you're not yotze not to say a bracha. So I doubt it. So the minimum, according to the poskim, is 30 minutes. I'll just point out, very interesting, that the Maharal in Ner Mitzvah points out a difference between the Gemara. Whenever you learn Gemara and you see Ibas Ema or Inami, he says there's a big difference. Ibas Ema means there's a machlokas. Two separate opinions. They're arguing. One is correct, one's wrong, or two different opinions, whatever, however you learn, whatever the situation is. But when the Gemara over here says Inami, whenever it says inami, generally it means they're both lahalacha. It's two answers. There's no machlokas. And they're both, you have to keep both. And you can learn from both. So that's, it's relevant to this if you look it up. V'im natan ba yoter yachol achabota lachar she'avar zehazman. And if you put in more than 30 minutes worth, then it's going to last longer. V'chen yachol ishtamish l'ora. Then you're allowed to use the, get a benefit from the light, from the candles. Right? We learn, you're allowed to blow it out and now use it to cook with, or whatever you want to do with it. It's, once you finish those 30, once it's used for 30 minutes after it's says, let's say, then you fulfilled your mitzvah. And beyond then, there's no iser hana. Some point out that you should specify when you light, that it's only been, muksa le mitzvah, it's only asr ba'ana for the first 30 minutes. Some say it's better to say that, but not me, Karden.
But then you'd be losing it on the
Maybe. But you'll still be mekayim pirsume nisa if you leave it there. That's also for sure. Okay. And some point out, don't derive benefit from it even after the 30 minutes unless you first blow it out. Because the person who might see you benefit might not know if it's in the first 30 minutes or the last 30 minutes. And you might think you're getting benefit when it's usher to get benefit from it. Again, it depends if it's a shamash, whatever.
If he walks in after you blew it out and you relit it,
I don't know. So move it away. No. In other words, take it away from there. So that, take out the oil is the idea. Take it out of the menorah so it doesn't look. Some say just to be naki, to be clean, that no one should be suspect you. Okay. Let's go on. Haga. You read this? Haga. So the Ramah writes, nowadays we light indoors, and the Iker Pesumei Nisa for us is for ourselves and our family. Therefore, you don't have to worry about lighting exactly at Shkia. But at the same time, go back and forth, it's certainly much better to be Mekayim right away at Seis if you're able to. But the general minhag is for families, they usually wait for the father to come home, and that's also lachatchila. Again, whole discussion, what's the most muhidar situations, but obviously being with your family is also very important. Okay. Some point out, right, lamaisa tichla regla min ashuk, it depends what city you're in, community, it could be 8 o'clock, a lot of people say 9 o'clock, but really it depends on lamaisa. If you go to Manhattan, I don't know, it's probably 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and that's not an exaggeration. Okay, fine. And again, and the main shear is always 30 minutes, so that's important, that's what comes out of it. Everything. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. This is only a din lechatchila. Aval im avar zeh hazman. Now, if the time passes and it's past 8, 9, 1 o'clock in the morning, v'lohi lika, and you didn't light yet, even after chatzos, v'holech kol halayla, you have all night long to light, and pashtus, it means, pretty much almost all the poskim say, it means up until the, with the bracha, up until alos ha-shachar you have, with a bracha, v'im avar kol halayla v'lo hilik. But if the whole night passes, so then ein lo tashlum. I mean, there's no way to make it up. You can't. Lighting it during the day is very nice, but it's not going to make up for the chiyuv or the mitzvah lighting it at night. If you miss the first night for whatever reason, when you join the rest of Klal Yisrael and you light on the second day of Hanukkah, you light two candles, you don't light one candle. Okay. Okay. Now, what happens if you come home late? So we said, I just mentioned there is an opinion that says not to say a bracha after chatzos, but that doesn't seem to be the halacha. And I did see there's one, I did see one common opinion nowadays of Mordechai Eliyahu, who says, Lamaisa, after 9 o'clock, you don't, I mean, that's at least in Israel, 9 o'clock, you don't say with a bracha anymore. But I think he's a das yachid on that one. I do know that, for example, here the Mishnah Brura, Aruch HaShulchan, Shevet HaLevi, Chazan Ovadia, they all say, No, you say a bracha up until the morning. And I believe that's what's accepted. What happens if a person comes home late and he finds his whole family asleep? Very common, right? So you're the only one who's awake. So all the poskim say, what should you do? Wake somebody up. Some say one person, some say two people. But everyone says, if you're the only one at home who's awake, then you definitely need to wake up one or two more people. However, what if you can't wake up anybody, or there is nobody? So I'll just point out to you that many achronim say not to say a bracha. If you're the only one there, not to say a bracha. For example, I think the Magen Avraham was the first one, and then a lot of achronim just followed, whatever that is, but I think he's the only one who says that. And then afterwards comes the Mishnah Berurah, Tzitz Eliezer, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, or Mordechai Eliyahu, Aruch HaShulchan. They all say, if you're the only one in the house, you come home late, and you can't wake anybody up, you light, you have to light, but you have to light without a bracha.
And what if you come home,
we'll get to that in a sec.
And then...
And
nobody's home, you live alone?
Unless, of course, you have a window and people are still there. But if there's people are not in the street, you don't have a window, they say you can't wake them up, you don't say with bracha. However, I'll just point out to you, the Chemed Moshe, Chazan Ovadia, Hashem Zalman Orabach, Igros Moshe, and many, many others say, what do you mean? Of course you say a bracha. You have all night long. You don't see anywhere that you have to have two people. And from the Shulchan Aruch, you see here, and you see, we're going to see it in a few more simanim, if you're the only one there among goyim, he says you light, and Pashas, everyone says with the bracha. And he goes, Moshe, he goes, I don't understand where the Magen Avraham got it from. Because we know a person's single and he lives alone and there's no one there, the minag is he lights himself. And we don't see anywhere that you, with a bracha. We don't see anywhere that a single person is not allowed to say a bracha. And that you need other people there. You don't see that anywhere from the earlier Achronim or from the Rishonim. So, Igos Moshe doesn't understand. So that's, anyway, ask your Rav what to do, but, well, one person is not. The question is, if one person is enough for Pisum and Nisa, that's the machlokas. Again, Igros Moshe has a very good taina. Okay, let's go on. Taf Rish Ayin Gimel, right? Oh boy, we are. I think we're going to stop, eh?
The question is, should he stay?
We'll stop.